September 10th, 2015, Our Lady comes as Rosa Mystica. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Today I remind you that not all leaders are equally qualified to lead. The inadequacies in leadership stem from what is held in the heart. False virtue, that is virtue practiced to impress others, leads to compromise of the truth. Such a one given to false virtue is most likely to safeguard his reputation at the cost of the truth. He does not look so much towards the welfare of his followers as he does towards his own benefit. Dear children, practice every virtue no matter the cost to self, and look for this attribute in leadership. Do not support anyone given over to lies or confusion. They are unworthy of your loyalty. The truly virtuous leader will not redefine sin as a freedom. If you had just leaders in the world today, you would not have conservative and liberal divisions in the secular or religious world. Rather, all would be one. There would be no confusion. Pray for all leaders that they realize their place before God. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 6, 3 through 5. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching which accords with godliness, he is puffed up with conceit. He knows nothing. He has a morbid craving for controversy and for disputes about words which produce envy, dissension, slander, base suspicions, and wrangling among men who are depraved in mind and bereft of the truth, imagining that godliness is a means of gain. Scripture verses asked to be read by Our Lady, Rosa Mystica.